Welcome to the Hands-On Business Podcast, the place you come to get tips, tricks, and advice on growing your business. Hopefully by now, you know this is a podcast where you can hear real business leaders discussing systems and methodologies that they have used to help them catapult growth in their own businesses. If you're new to the podcast, however, then stay tuned to see if I'm telling the truth. Today will be one of my shorter Business Bites sessions, which is effectively me musing about a topic which has piqued my interest. And a few weeks ago, I ran a LinkedIn poll on the question, what is more important in success, opportunity, luck, or mindset? Now, the results were overwhelmingly for mindset, so I wrote a follow-up blog on that specific topic. Now, I decided that since so many people talk about mindset, it'd be good to do a podcast on developing a positive success mindset, and here we are. Hopefully, you'll enjoy it and you'll find it useful. So let's delve into the power of the mindset. Now, when it comes to success, it's not just what you know, it's also how you think. Your mindset plays a critical role in delivering success, whether you're leading a team or selling a product. If you want to be successful, you need to have the right mindset. Now, just as the wrong attitude can sink even the best of us, the right mindset can be a game changer when it comes to achieving that success. Whether we realize it or not, our mindset has a profound impact on our behavior and, as a result, our level of success. Think about it this way. If you believe that you're doomed to fail, chances are you'll subconsciously find ways to make that happen. And on the other hand, if you adopt what we call a can-do or a growth mindset, a growth attitude, a can-do attitude, and we remain positive, even in the face of adversity, you'll be much more likely to achieve your goals. So what is it about mindset that can make such a big difference? So we should know that our mindset is shaped by our beliefs, thoughts, and emotions. And while we may not be aware of it, these three things have a powerful influence on our behavior. Now, the way you think about yourself and the world around you affects your behavior, which then affects your outcomes. And as I said before, if you believe that you're capable of delivering success, you're more likely to take the necessary actions and persist in the face of adversity. But if you don't believe in your ability to deliver that success and that you believe that you're not good enough or that we don't deserve success, you're much less likely to take any kind of positive action and more likely to give up when things get tough. So if you want to achieve success, it's important that your mindset is one that believes that success is actually possible. It's important to understand, however, that our mindset is not set in stone. And that's obviously very positive for a lot of us. It's something that we have control over. We can choose to believe negative things about ourselves, or we can choose to focus on the positive. And while it may take some effort to change our thinking patterns, it's well worth it when we see the impact it has on our lives. So to reiterate, you can change your mindset. I'm a strong believer in the power of positive thinking. I think that our minds are incredibly powerful and that we can achieve anything we set our minds to. Now, of course, it takes more than just positive thinking to achieve success. It takes hard work, dedication, and determination. If your current mindset isn't serving you well, don't worry. As I said, you can change it. Mindsets are not set in stone. They can be changed with effort and intentionality. If you want to change your mindset, start by paying attention to your thoughts and reframing negative ones into positive ones. So how can you actually adopt the right mindset for success? The answer, unfortunately, is that there isn't any one size fits all. So sorry about that. It takes some time, but I can hopefully help in this podcast to set you on the right path. Now, mindset is highly individualized, which means that what works for one person might not work for another. However, there are some general principles that can help you develop the right mindset for success. So keep listening to learn more. Okay, so what I've done in the rest of the podcast is to outline five principles which I have seen help develop positive success mindset, which in turn change behaviors and hence the results in your business. So let's get into those. So principle one is develop a growth mindset. One of the most important things you can do to set yourself up for success is to develop a growth mindset. This means having the belief, and I've talked about this before, that this means having the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort, good instruction, and persistence. People with a growth mindset don't see their abilities fixed. Instead, they see it as something that can be improved with time and effort. So that's the starting point. You have to believe. If you then move on to principle two, it's about setting SMART goals. And we've all heard about SMART goals, but they are important. Because in order to achieve success, you need to know what you're working towards. This is where setting SMART goals really comes in. SMART, if you don't know, I'm sure you do, but if you don't, it's an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, achievable, and relevant, and time-bound. In other words, your goals should be and need to be clear, attainable, and have a specific deadline attached to them. For example, let's say your goal is to double your monthly sales within the next year. That's a great goal, but it's not very smart because it's not specific or measurable. A better goal would be something like increase monthly sales by 100% within the next year by implementing a new marketing campaign targeting X, Y, or Z demographic. So it's about, you know, as we said, you need to have that growth mindset. You have to believe that you have the ability to change and to improve what you want to do and that you can learn and you can grow. And then number two, you want to then start setting some specific goals so that you know where you're trying to get to and you've got some very clear measurements in there. So moving on to principle three, be resilient, a critical one, especially in this current day and age. No one achieves success without facing setbacks along the way. It's important to remember that these setbacks are only temporary because nothing is permanent, and therefore they don't define you as a person. Instead of letting setbacks get you down, use them as motivation to keep going and to push yourself even harder. This means never giving up or quitting, no matter how difficult things get. As I said, remember, it's only temporary. It also means staying focused and committed to your vision, even when obstacles arise. And that's why it's important, if you look at step two, was setting clear goals and having a vision, because then it allows you that when things are going bad, number one, you know it's temporary. Number two, you know that I've actually got a clear vision. I know where I'm going. I know what I need to do. Because if you can maintain this level of dedication, you will eventually achieve success. Principle number four, be coachable. No one knows everything. So it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who your ideal of the most successful person is. Is it Steve Jobs? Is it Oprah Winfrey? Is it Bill Gates? It doesn't matter. Not even they know everything. The most successful people are always learning and growing. You know, I don't think I have to tell my audience, my listeners, that, you know, some of the biggest business brains in the world will have a mentor, they'll have coaches, because they're constantly strive to improve and move forward and do better than they're currently doing. They don't want to stay stagnant. They want to be moving on. That's how you improve. You know, they're constantly looking for new ways to improve themselves and their businesses. So if someone offers you constructive criticism, accept it graciously and use it to your advantage. Remember, feedback is a gift. So I would suggest that if you're struggling and you can't do it on your own, and lots of times you can't do your own, look online. There's lots of business coaches. There's lots of groups you can join that do coaching. But constantly be trying to learn and find information about your business or areas that you want to improve upon. And then start trying to, you know, either coach yourself with the online resources or find, you know, a mentor or a coach within your business or within a business group or a networking group that can really, really help you. But the key thing is, and it goes back to the mindset, because if you go back to number one, you have to believe you can achieve it. And then you start doing things that help you achieve it. And being coached is one of those things. So moving on to the fifth and final principle, surround yourself with positive people. You become like the people you surround yourself with. So it's important to choose wisely when it comes to who you spend your time with, obviously. If you want to be successful, surround yourself with positive people who will support your goals and who will believe in you, even when you don't believe in yourself. Really important. These people will help push you towards success when times are tough and celebrate with you when you finally reach your goals. Doing things in a team, doing things together, even if you're working in a business on your own, you know, you can find people around you and you can surround yourself with the right people. What you want to ensure you don't do is surround yourself with negative people who are always, you know, when you're having a bad time, they're saying, yeah, it's quite difficult. Maybe you should think about giving up. You don't want those people around you. You want positive people. You want people who've done it. You want people who can support you, people who can help you. And that's really critical, especially when you're starting in a new business, because I've seen lots of people starting new businesses. Their family don't really understand the business. You've given up a job potentially, and all they can see is the potential negatives. I would say avoid those people. It's lovely to have family around you, but find a supportive member of your family and find other business people and other people around that have maybe done what you're about to do, have seen other people do it, but are going to support you in those difficult times and give you good, solid advice. So those are those five key principles that I believe, and not I just don't believe it, I've seen them work time and time again in terms of developing a positive success mindset. And principle one, just to remind you, is developing a growth mindset. Principle two was setting smart goals. Principle three was ensuring that you stay and remain resilient. Principle number four would be coachable. And principle number five was surround yourself with positive people. So in conclusion, mindset matters when it comes to success. Your mindset shapes how you see the world and yourself, which then affects your behavior and outcomes. If you want to achieve success, make sure your mindset is one that believes success is possible, because it is. With effort and intentionality, anyone can change their mindset for the better. The bottom line is this: your mindset matters a lot. If you want to achieve success in any area of your life, you need to make sure that your attitude is in alignment with your goals. So take some time to reflect on your beliefs and emotions and see what needs to change. You might be surprised at how much difference that makes. Keep these five principles in mind as you work towards developing the right mindset for success. Remember that success is highly individualized. What works for someone else might not work for you. And the most important thing is to find what works for you and to stick with it even when things get tough. Surround yourself with positive people who will support your journey, and before long, you'll achieve the success you've been dreaming of. As always, subscribe, like, and share with your friends, colleagues, and anyone else you can think of. But most of all, keep the feedback coming so we can continue to improve and give you more of what you like. And don't forget to check out the show notes at www.thesalesaccelerationformula.com. I really hope you picked up some actionable tips from this episode. Keep listening and keep growing.